So, Chris, some encouraging signs there then today.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was a very positive performance. And regardless of the result, I was happy with the way we played the game, the way we approached the game. It's a winning mentality, and I was pleased with that.
Especially that first 15 minutes of the second half as well with those three goals.
Yeah, no, the good thing is all pre-season we've been scoring goals, and that's what wins you games at the end of the day, is goals, and we've got goals going throughout the team now. Everyone's chipping in, whether they're starting, coming on, it looks very lively. So we're a threat, and pre-season's gone very well. I'm really pleased with it, and I'm looking forward to the season starting now.
And two goals for Mikel Mandron as well. Are you impressed? How pleased have you been with him?
He's a player. There's no question of a doubt he's a player, and I'm sure he's going to hit the ground running when the start of the season comes, and he's going to be a handful for any conference defender, that's for sure.
And how pleased have you been with how your players have blended into the squad overall?
It's like they've always been here. It's weird. It's honest, and I'm not just saying that. I know, like, you want to be really positive about everything, but I mean, it really does feel like they've been here for 2-3 seasons. They all get on really well. And you could see that today in the performance. They're playing together as a team. And that was my half-time team talk. You are looking like a proper team at the minute. And that's good signs. That's really good signs, and I'm really pleased about that. But it means nothing. It means nothing at the minute, because you have to go and play that first game of the season and then go and get 3 points.
And it's a much younger squad now than last season. How much does that affect the feel sort of around the place?
Of course it does. They're hungry, aren't they? You know, they're hungry lads who want to perform and want to do well for themselves. They all come from higher levels, or there's a few that come from lower, but they want to strive on. They want to be championship players. They want to try and listen. These things can happen. They want to be premiership players. It can happen. You know, Mandron's come from a premiership club. You know, and he wants to get back there. That is the key. You know, and got Wilson coming off the bench, who's just looking ever so lively, and he knows where the net is. He keeps scoring goals, and he wants to develop and become a player. And even my boys who were here last year, they've been outstanding. They really have. They've really all put in a shift, and they're all together, and I love that.
And Ronald Huth is on trial as well. What's the situation there?
Yeah, no, we had a phone call the other day, and listen, we just having a look at him, but he done well. He done all right, to be fair to him. It's hard for him to come on. He doesn't know anybody, and he's turned up today, but he did himself no harm. He'll play probably Monday night, and we'll have another look at him. But credit to him, because he come on and he doesn't know anybody. It's difficult.
So you expect him to play against Gosport. What kind of side is that expected? Is it more of the younger players, do you think, for that game?
Yeah, it'll be a mixture. I've got a couple of trialists, and the young boys will get a game. A few of the boys who didn't play as much minutes today will probably play. But no, it's another game for us, and good for those lads to get more minutes under their belt.
And just one more, Guiseley at home next weekend. It must be nice after those couple of away season openers the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's nice to be home in it, nothing gets won in the first game of the season, but if we can start off with a bang, that would be really pleasing.